Joe, before you're cleared, do you have a love for God?
Check.
Time for God?
Check.
Is your Bible open?
Check.
Do you have no distractions?
Check.
Well, Joe, we are cleared for takeoff.
Heaven, how might this be my story? Heaven, how very soon I'll be gone. Heaven, how to my mansion in glory. When you hear the trumpet sound, I'm heaven bound.
Cleared for Takeoff is a preparatory program for your faith journey. And now, here is your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
Good morning, my friends, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and our program, Clear for Takeoff. This is Deacon Joe Montone, and it's a privilege and a pleasure to be back here with you on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. This weekend's readings are from the second Sunday of Easter, which is also known as Divine Mercy Sunday. And I hope and pray, my friends, that you really enjoyed the Easter week and the season of Lent, because we are now in the second Sunday of Easter. And as we move forward, we identify Divine Mercy Sunday as a focus on the mercy which comes from the life, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. The message of Divine Mercy Sunday is about trusting in Jesus, placing your focus in Jesus, putting your trust in our Lord Jesus Christ and our Father in heaven. And the Lord says, no one comes to the Father except through me. And this is where we need to put our trust. And it's a journey, my friends, to make that great decision to put your trust into Jesus so that we are securing eternal life with our Father in heaven and our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's go to our first reading from the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 42 to 47. But before we do, let's do our checklist as we always do. Number one, do you have time for God this morning? Check. Number two, is your heart open wide for God? Check. Number three, is your Bible open? Check. And number four, are you free of distractions at this time? And if you've answered yes to these four questions, then we are ready to engage in the Word of God. Let's go to our first reading from the book of the Acts of the Apostles. And here it is. They devoted themselves to the teaching of the apostles and to the communal life, and to the breaking of the bread, and to the prayers. All came upon everyone, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. And all who believed were together, and had all things in common. They would sell their property and possessions, and divide them among all according to each one's need. Every day they devoted themselves to meeting together in the temple area and to breaking bread in their homes. They ate their meals with exultation and sincerity of heart, praising God and enjoying favor with all the people. And every day the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And in the reading from the Acts of the Apostles, my friends, we are told that the people devoted themselves to the teaching of the apostles. One of the great products of our Lord's life, death, and resurrection here on earth. That the apostles educated, motivated, and inspired the people for them to live in communal life, and to adhere, to be disciplined to the teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the word tells us that all who believed were together and had all things in common. Because God brings like-minded people together. He will provide for you and I people who think the way we think with regard to our faith, which is the focus of Jesus Christ. Like-minded people versus divided people, a disunity, people have who have disrespect for one another and no loyalty to one another. God brings like-minded people together to do great things for Him, to do work for the people that God brought into the world, other sons and daughters, brothers and sisters in Christ. God lifts us up. So the teachings of the apostles are very important because it's our calling. It was the calling of the apostles to go and preach the gospel to all the world. And the word goes on to say that they ate meals with exultation and sincerity of heart, praising God and engaging favor, enjoying favor with all the people. Are we praising God enough, my friends? Do we give Him credit for all that He did for us? Or is this Easter season, Resurrection Day, just something that we acknowledge as a holiday, not something extraordinary that gives us access to eternal life? The Lord's life, death, and resurrection. So powerful an event that world time is based on that event. And the word goes on to say, and every day the Lord added to the number those who were being saved. And so the word of God tells us that to be saved, every knee shall bend and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bend and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And so we believe with our hearts and we confess with our tongues. And with that belief, we have great faith in Jesus Christ, who gives us access to eternity, eternal life. And this is how we prepare, my friends, for that moment when God calls us home. It's an appointment that we cannot miss. And God is very clear as He speaks through the apostles, and they are given the responsibility to truly bring the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ to the world, into the hearts and minds of other people with great zeal and enthusiasm, great passion, great education, motivation. And it isn't easy today, and it wasn't easy then, but we have that responsibility to share our faith, to show people that we can live our faith out and become role models. And this is important, my friends, that we're not just reading the Word of God, but we're living it out. And our Blessed Mother Mary says it best at the apparition sites throughout the world when she says to read Scripture every day. Just a few lines, but then to live them out. Are you and I opening the Word of God, my friends? Do we incorporate it in daily life? Or is it passed by, passed over? Do we avoid it? Are we embarrassed by it? God calls us to live by the Word of God. And it's important that we acknowledge the Lord in the desert when He says to Satan himself that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes forth by the mouth of God. And we too have to acknowledge that, embrace it, and engage in it so that we can live a life that's worthy of going to heaven. Let's go to our second reading from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 to 9. And here it is. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in His great mercy gave us a new birth to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by the power of God are safeguarded through faith, to a salvation that is ready to be revealed in the final time. In this you rejoice, although now for a little while you may have to suffer through various trials, so that the genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that is perishable, even though tested by fire, may prove to be for praise, glory, and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Although you have not seen him, you love him. Even though you do not see him now, yet believe in him. You rejoice with an indescribable and glorious joy as you attain the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And in our second reading from 1 Peter, we are told, "Blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is in his great mercy gives us a new birth to a living hope." And this is important, my friends, because with the birth of Jesus, with the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, we are given a new hope that moves us forward. And that hope, that living hope that we focus on, is Jesus Christ. But our inheritance is kept in heaven. And to get that inheritance, my friends, you and I have to live it out. We have to live out our faith. We are called, my friends, to believe. Once again, we have to believe with our heart and confess with our tongues that Jesus Christ is Lord. But do you and I believe? Do our actions acknowledge that? Do we display our actions properly? Or is it just in word only, and we don't back it up with our actions? In the book of James, we are told to put our faith into action and to become doers of the word. What better time to become a doer of the word than the second week of Easter, after celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ once again? An event so great that it gives us access to eternal life, to truly move forward with our souls into eternity. And the word goes on to say, "In this you rejoice, although for a little while you may have to suffer through various trials." And this is so that the genuineness of your faith may prove to be for the praise, glory, and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. So you and I, my friends, will go through trials, as the Lord Jesus Christ himself experienced trials in the desert with Satan. We too will be tested. We will be tried by fire. And this is important, that we persevere and grow through it, but that we offer up these trials for the praise, honor, and glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. What trials are you and I going through today? Think about it. What trials have you gone through in your lifetime? All for the genuineness of your faith, that we may prove to be there for the praise, glory, and honor of Jesus Christ. And as we go through the trials daily that we have to endure, God is there for us to help us to carry those crosses, those burdens, to overcome the obstacles and hurdles that we have to. for some of us, we'll be tried by cancer, having to come through it. For others, we will be tried by other illnesses, whatever they may be. But those trials, we will overcome. We will win the test. We will overcome it and gain access to eternal life and eternity with our Father in heaven, with our Lord Jesus Christ. And the goal of our faith is the salvation of our souls. The Word makes it clear that we want to bring our souls to heaven. We want to get there. And not everybody gets there. This is the great goal. Not everybody achieves that goal, because we have heaven and we have hell. But God gives us access to heaven and eternal life with the Lord Jesus Christ and our Father in heaven. And it's a choice. It's up to you and I to make that correct choice each and every day. And in 1 Peter, we are given truly the methodology, the instruction on how to do it, that we need to truly live in communal life, adhere to the teachings of the apostles. We are told that we are given a new birth to a living hope, and our inheritance is kept for us in heaven. Many people inherit all kinds of things that are left to them in life by parents, but none of those things can be taken to heaven. None of those things will be with us when our time comes and we are called home by our Father in heaven. The only thing we can take with us, my friends, is our soul. The soul that we have been given by our Father in heaven at the beginning. And now we are given access to eternal life with our Father in heaven and our Lord Jesus Christ. This is important. Let's go to our gospel reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 19 to 31. And here it is. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked, where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book. But these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And in the Gospel of John, the Lord says to the apostles, "Peace be with you," three times. And one of the great messages that God gives us in this gospel is the value of bringing peace to other people, to help them to relax with the Spirit of God, to help them to get comfortable with a relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ and our Father in heaven. Peace be with you. What are you bringing, my friends, to the table of life to other people? Are you bringing peace to them? Do you actually say, "Peace be with you," when you greet other people? Some people don't even say good morning, or good afternoon, or good evening. Others don't say please or thank you. God calls us to a peace-filled life. And so I ask you the question, are you bringing peace to other people, or are you bringing something else? And our Blessed Mother says it best when she says, and our apparition sites, pray for peace in your own heart so that you can bring peace to other people. And one of the goals for all of us should be to bring peace to everybody that we come in contact with each and every day. When we wake up in the morning, when we come home after a hard day's work, are we bringing peace into our homes, into the hearts of our other family members? Or do we bring anxiety, nervousness, depression, anger? What are we bringing to other people? Be objective, my friends, because God's calling us to make changes, to bring more peace, not only into our hearts, our homes, but to the world, which is a lack of peace. We have no peace in many parts of the world. We have war. We have jealousy, envy, selfishness, bitterness, hatred, lust, cynicism, anger, greed, pride, prejudice, and a superego. We have these things rather than peace. And God calls us to be peaceful with other people. And I challenge you today to rise to the occasion, to follow the Lord's lead, and to embrace the phraseology, "Peace be with you." Bring that peace to the people you love and the people that you don't even know each and every day, my friends, to do your part, and I will do my part to bring more peace into our families, into our communities, and into the world. And the Lord says, "As the Father sent me, so I send you." Receive the Holy Spirit. And it's through the Holy Spirit that you and I are sent like the apostles. And the Lord says, "Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." So we have opportunity each and every day to have our sins forgiven, because we are sinners. We make mistakes. We do things sometimes that we're not supposed to do, going against the commandments, opposite to the Word of God, the instructions from God given to Moses on the top of Mount Sinai. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven. And this weekend we celebrate Divine Mercy Sunday. And we have the opportunity to have our sins forgiven, all of our sins ever committed, if we go to church and receive communion, if we go to confession and allow the priest to forgive our sins. Are you open to it? Are you willing to take the time to confess your sins? to gain access to eternal life, to be in eternity with our Father in heaven and our Lord Jesus Christ. This is a special Sunday, Divine Mercy Sunday, given to us through the intercession of Saint Faustina. And it's all about trusting Jesus. The message of Divine Mercy Sunday: Jesus, I trust in you. Where do you and I put our trust? Do we put our trust only in human beings? Do we put our trust into the stock market, corporate America, people that we don't even know, giving them access to our hearts, possibly to break our hearts, to hurt our families? Jesus, I trust in you is the message of Divine Mercy Sunday. And if you need to make changes in where you put your trust, now is the time to do it. Has anyone ever broken the trust with you, my friends? Have you ever broken the trust with someone else? And the answer, my friends, for many of us, is yes, because we are imperfect. We can be selfish. We can make mistakes. We are human beings made in the likeness of God, so we are called to do it right, as God does it right. And our Lord Jesus Christ is our role model. And he says to us, my friends, to go forth. He says, as the Father sent me, so I send you. So we are sent. We are called to go forward, endorsed by our Lord Jesus Christ. We are called to do many things that are right in the eyes of God. And the word says that Thomas said, unless I see the nails in his hands and put my finger into the nail marks and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. And the Lord gives Thomas opportunity when he revisits the apostles so that he can believe. And he says to him, Thomas, put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe. The Lord Jesus Christ wants us to believe in him as the only Christ, as the Son of God. He wants us to gain access to eternal life. But we must believe with our hearts and confess with our tongue that Jesus Christ is Lord. That's our show for today. My name is Deacon Joe Montone. May God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have a great day. God bless you. And we'll see you next time here on Clear for Takeoff at Holy Spirit Radio. God bless.
You have been listening to Cleared for Takeoff with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, a weekly preparatory program for your faith journey.